the most blessed pastor in Logan County. I have got the best bunch of folks. And so I haven't said this probably in a week or two, but I just want to let each and every one of you know that I love you very, very much. And I'm honored and I'm humbled to be your pastor. And if you ever need me, please don't ever hesitate to call, because just as soon as I can get to or be where you need me to be, I will be there. It doesn't matter what time of day or night. Now, if I don't answer, just call Brother Frank and he'll wake me up. But anyways, it's good to have a church family. It's a blessing. You know, the Word of God says that now God has placed each member in the body as he sees fit. And so, you know, God will place people. He knows exactly who to place together to be in a unit, in a church. And so I'm thankful for my unit and my church. And so I love y'all this morning. I'm going to ask you to stand up. We stand every single Sunday, not out of just a routine, but out of a recognition that, you know, as we stand, we understand that we are able to stand because of the grace of God. There is so much that goes on in a week's time that can make you want to quit, that can discourage you, that can let you down, that can make you weary and stressed and full of anxiety. And so as you stood up today, I hope that you realized in your heart of hearts that God has made me to be able to stand. God did not allow the devil to overtake me this week. He did not allow the family problem to take me under this week. He did not allow the financial trouble to do me in. And so if you've had a rough week, if there's something that you're concerned about, I'm going to ask you to raise your hand, because I believe that God is meeting you right where you stand. God is a God of order, and he has an order in which that he does things. And so, God, in Jesus' name, Lord, I thank you for your word, God. I'm not going to ask you to bless it, because, God, it's already blessed. But, Lord, I'm going to ask that you would bless each person, God, under the sound of my voice. Lord, you know exactly what they need. God, for the ones that need peace, I call down peace right now in Jesus' name. For the ones that need a healing in their body, I call down healing, God, in Jesus' name. I speak to addiction in Logan County, and I tell it to cease right now in Jesus' name. God, for every person that's selling drugs, God, that's cooking drugs, Lord, I ask that you would save them, and God, I ask that you would stop them. Lord, I thank you for our community, and I ask that you would clean it up, God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I am excited. How many of you like hamburgers? He is Lord. No, I'm just kidding. I love hamburgers and I love Easter. And I love Brother Gary's hamburgers in particularly. And so he is going to do what he always does for us. Him and Michelle, they're going to cook hamburgers for Easter. We're going to have a big Easter egg hunt. And I hope that you'll bring your family, your children, your grandchildren, your neighbor, whoever you can get. And we're going to have a wonderful time. I've been this year doing something different, and I have been ministering in series. It's not something that I planned to do, but as I got into the 2023, I just felt like God was calling me to minister on some subjects, not just for a week, but in a 3 or 4 week time frame. And so this particular series I have been doing on the inner man. And so we did one literally on the inner man. We've done one on inner healing. That was last week. And this week, I am very excited to minister this morning on inner strength. Inner strength. And I do not personally believe that the world has more problems than it used to. And I'll tell you why. Because the Word of God says that there is nothing new under the sun. There is nothing new under the sun. A lot of our problems are more broadcasted. We have everything at the very touch of a button. We have news at the very touch of a button. You know, I don't even watch the news because I have found that they don't have anything positive to say. I don't need any more negativity in my life. I don't know about y'all, but I don't. And so I don't really watch it. But inner strength I can see in the hearts of humanity and in the hearts of believers, that inner strength is at a deficit because people think that they can just get everything with a click of a button. And you're not going to get your relationship with Christ just at a click of a button, just everything in your life. See, there's troubles that come about, and they're not just gone just with a click of a button. So we have to know where our strength comes from. We have to have it. We have to get more of it. And we have to know that it's coming from God. So turn with me now to 2 Chronicles chapter 16. We're going to look at verse 19. It's 9. All right. That's the first mistake I've made all year. I know all the announcements and he knows all the Bible verses. Let me tell you, if you ever have been used to when we were kids, I would sit there and I would think, I don't know how he does that, because he really doesn't even have to preach out of a Bible. He just recalls it. I mean, he doesn't sit here and do what I do. He just literally recalls it. I could say, Dad, get up here and preach this service right now. He'd do it in a drop of a hat. God put that inside of him when he called him to be in the ministry. So anyhow, 2 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 9, for the eyes of the Lord range throughout the earth to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to him. So right here we've just read that the eyes of God range the earth, and they're looking, he's looking for the hearts of men. And I'm going to talk to you about your heart today in some of these verses, because the condition of your heart is very important. It's very important. And it's important because the word says that the heart is deceitful. And above all, who can really know it? And so you hear people say, well, I'm just going to follow my heart. And then the next thing that you know, their lives are messed up. Well, you can't always follow your heart. You can't always say, well, I just married that person because I fell in love with them and my heart tells me to do it. No, you're probably going to end up in a divorce that you're not going to like. Now, I can preach that because I've lived it. So, anyhow, are you fully committed this morning? For the eyes of the Lord, they range, they go all throughout the earth to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to him. Fully committed. Now the word also says, whatever you do, do it with all of your heart. Do it with all of your heart. Half-hearted efforts with God won't really get you anywhere. And very few pastors would say this, but I'll take that a step further. You're not going to heaven today because you came to church today. Going to church alone doesn't get you into heaven. Now, it's a part of it, but people think that salvation and going to heaven and living a Christ-centered life, they think that that's just a big checklist. You know, what you have to do is do the word, and your heart's got to be in it. Your heart's got to be in that. Let's go to Nehemiah chapter 8. We're going to look at verse 10. I love the springtime, and the only thing negative about it is you're going to run your heater and your air. And I just want you to make a mental note. We have done both in this very short part of the service just so far. So we have tried to make you happy today, and we've tried to make you comfortable. Nehemiah chapter 8 and verse 10. It says, Nehemiah was addressing some folks, and they had been mourning and grieving and all this stuff. And he says to them, go and enjoy choice food and sweet drinks, and send some to those who have nothing prepared. This day is sacred to our Lord. Do not grieve, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Now, how many of you came in here and you have problems today? Your hands down, praise the Lord. I'm glad that you don't. Most people, they've got one problem or another. There's something going on in their life, maybe family, maybe financial, maybe health, maybe job, maybe many, many things. But lots of people have problems. And the Word says, in this life, you're going to have trials and you're going to have tribulation. You're going to have problems. You're going to have them. But it also says, be of good cheer, because He has overcome every problem that you could ever face. And so as we get ourselves going in life, when we have issues, when we have problems, what we need to try to focus more of our attention on is not the actual problem. Because if you do that, that problem is going to start to look even bigger and bigger and bigger. You ever done that to a problem? Started out with a problem this big, and before the day was up, it was this big. Because you magnified that thing instead of the living God. You're going to either magnify God or you're going to magnify your problem. But you cannot do both at the same time. You can't. So when you have trouble in your life, and most of the time when you go through battles, you have trouble keeping your joy, because struggling is terrible. I hate those times where you struggle and you realize you're in the middle of something and it's just uncomfortable and you hate it. You wish you weren't in that part of your life. It's hard to struggle, but Christians are made in the valley. I look back and I think of some of the bad things that I've been through in my life, some of the heartbreaking things that I've been through in my life, and what I can honestly say is they made me who I am. Not all the good things that's happened to me in my life, not all the victories that's happened in my life, but when I was able to press in to God in the worst of the worst, God took care of the rest, and that was the times in life where I can say I really grew. That was the times in life where I can say, you know what, I didn't like it at the time, but I'm thankful that God allowed me to go through that battle, because I came out with something that I did not have before. The trial of your faith is worth so much. Don't get mad at God when you're struggling. Look at your situation, and if you're having trouble having joy, say, you know what, God, help me to have joy, because the joy of the Lord is your strength. It's your strength. Some of the strength that God wants you to have in your inner man is going to come from choosing to have joy when it would be easier to just have a bad attitude, have a defeated attitude, be in depression, all of these things. And a lot of people, you know, people might get offended when they say, when I talk about depression, but you know what? I'm not going to feel bad about talking about depression, because I have had that in my life. Sometimes I still have it, and I'm not going to be afraid to minister on it. And in fact, if more pastors, if more men and women of God would talk about things, people would actually get the help that they need, and they could go on and live their best life. So you're not going to catch this pastor sitting here and acting like everything is always fine in life, because everything is not always fine. But by golly, if you will stick around and if you'll be faithful, God will make it to turn out for your good, whatever wasn't going right, and He'll make it to where it was to your advantage. The worst of the worst, God can still make it turn out good for you. He can and He will, and He does. He hasn't changed. And so it says, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Let's go now to Psalms chapter 28. And we're talking this morning on inner strength. We're looking at Psalms 28, verses 7 and 8. The Lord is my strength and my shield. So I'm going to break that down. How many of you have ever said to yourself, I cannot take this one more day? Every time I have ever said that, God has said, you can take it one more day. There's something about us that we want to be like, can't take no more of this. I can't do it. No. Anytime I've ever said that to God, I went on and I took it several more days. But there's something in us that wants to just get so bent out of shape when something goes on. And when you find yourself doing that, it's because there's a lack of inner strength inside of you. Now, that's not something that you got to beat yourself up over, but you need to know, are you strong on the inside? Or are you going to fold every time a life gives you a problem? Because if you are, you're going to have a hard life. If you got to have a hissy fit every time something don't go your way, every time that life gets hard, every time that an unexpected situation comes up, if that breaks you every time, then you need to mature as a Christian. And I'm going to give you some ways to do it. And one of the things is this right here. When you tell God that you can't, you're throwing in the towel right there. Because you know what? Can I just be honest with you this morning? It really doesn't matter what you can do and what you can't do. Really doesn't matter. Because if you can't, what you need to understand is that He can. If you honestly can't, and God's never going to give you nothing that you can't bear. Now, you may think that you can't bear it. It may take everything that you've got to bear it. But if it came across in your life, God's going to give you the ability and the wherewithal and the resources and everything that you need to get through that battle, to get through that situation. It doesn't really matter, Miss Barbara, when we say, I can't. Because you know what? That's irrelevant to God. When we can't, He can. It's like when we were little and we wanted some candy. I do this with my kids. And I'm a real pushover. If I got any other pushover parents, I am the worst pushover. And I wish I wasn't like that, but I'm a pushover bad. And I'll tell my kid, the oldest one is the worst one. I don't know what it is about the older kids, but, oh, I'm not saying that because my older sister's sitting back there with the fam, but I don't know. They always said the babies were the worst. I disagree. I think in my particular situation, my oldest son, he is just like, I don't know. I think that he thinks that somewhere on my body is an ATM. And I will be like, you got your allowance. You earned your money. He did this to me last week. We get up there. He's paying. And I'm trying to teach him how to like count change back and how to be intelligent with his money and stuff. And, well, he ran out of money. And here we are in Target. It never crossed his mind, Jill, that he was going to have to put his toy up. That was never like an inkling to the little kid. The moment she said it's $40 and he had 37, he just looked right up there at me. Well, good old mom. I said, you owe me $3.43 of chores. That's all I've got to say to you. But let me tell you something on a serious note. When you can't do something, when you don't have it, whether I don't know what it would be, but God does. So don't tell God what you can and can't do. Because at the end of the day, if you are a child of God, when you can't, He can. And so when you feel like you can't, here's what you need to do. This is the Psalms, and here is David. And he says, the Lord is my strength. So when he talks about strength, he said, God's my strength. Not my days where I'm good. Yeah, I'm real strength, have lots of strength. No, the Lord is my strength. He's my strength on Monday. He's my strength on Tuesday. He's my strength on Wednesday, and He's my strength on Thursday, and He's my strength the whole week. The Lord is my strength and my shield, and my heart trusts in Him. Now, I've got to ask you this morning, does your heart trust God? Does He trust God? A lot of the time when we don't have inner strength, it's because there's a lack of trust there. And then when we go deeper and think, why is there a lack of trust there? It's because we're wondering, am I going to fail? Is God not going to come through? You know, do you trust God? I can say, Kelly, 10 years ago, if Kelly 10 years ago went through some things that Kelly been through in the last couple of years, I would have tuck-tailed and ran. But things don't upset me near to the extent that they used to, because here's what I can tell you. I trust God. I trust Him. I trust Him with everything that I am, because I have been through some things that anybody else, any person that didn't claim God as their Savior, would have fell. God has kept me. If you are honest with yourself, God has kept you. If you can be honest with yourself, God has saved you over and over and over again. When you want to act like you don't know if you're going to make it, you need to stop that. Because what you're doing is you're saying, God, I don't trust you. And when you're having trouble trusting God, I'm going to give you some things to recall. I'm not somebody that says you need to look at your past a whole bunch, because you know what? You've got nothing back there for yourself. But I do say, recall, and you tell me a time and a place in your life when God failed you, when He did not come through on time, when He let you down, when He left you. You will never find one. Now, God will not do things according to your time frame. And guess what? That probably helps you to build your faith. God's not working off of your time frame. He's working off of what's good for Him, what's good for the kingdom, what's ultimately good for your life. So it says, my heart leaps for joy, and I will give thanks to Him in song. The Lord is the strength of His people. The Lord is the strength of His people, a fortress of salvation for His anointed one. I talk about the pandemic a lot because I tell you what, and I know this sounds crazy, and don't send me your hate mail if you don't like this statement, because I really don't want to hear it. That's right, Rocky. I don't want to hear no criticizing things. In the middle of the pandemic, so many pastors left the ministry. It got too hard. Well, that's when God called me into the ministry, was in the pandemic. And I thought, God, are you sure? This is awful. I don't even know what the word pandemic meant. I thought, this is just a virus, and this is going to leave the United States in 2 weeks. We'll be back on our feet, and we'll just be like this never happened. It didn't. One day, I was preaching outside, and I told God I would never preach outside. Don't ever tell God what you're never going to do, because you will blink and you'll be up in there doing that thing, if that's His will for your life. And I was out there preaching, and I would have people all over town say, we can hear you when we step out of our door. We have never darkened the door of a church, but we hear you and we love it. Make your sound, people. Turn them speakers up louder. And we began to minister outside. And one day, a very well-known drug addict started walking on the edge of the parking lot. And they kept walking back and forth. You see, don't tell me that God don't draw people, because let me tell you something, God will draw you. We used to have an old lady in this church, and her name was Miss Parsons, and she was quite a firecracker. And she kept my dad on his toes till she died. But she said she had a vision of people coming through the church with by their rear end first, backwards. And I watched this person. And then they came in the parking lot and they just sat. And at the end of my service, they handed me a rock about the size of my hand. And on this rock was a plant growing out of the rock. And God said, Kelly, for such a time as this, I have called you. I can make anything grow anywhere I want it to grow. But what I need is people, men and women of God, that'll stop telling me what they can't do, stop telling me what they won't do, and just suit up and show up and be who they're supposed to be. Kelly, if all I have for you is outside ministry, will you do it? And I said, yes, God. Let me tell you something. Throughout the pandemic, God put something inside of me, and this is what it was. Come hell, and the hell came. Come all sorts of things happened in that time period of my life. But you know what? It came out. I came out, Michelle, knowing that God is exactly who God says that he is. And God's not going to let us fall. God's not going to let us do without. But there's got to be something inside of you that when the tough gets going, you don't go. When life gets hard, you ain't tucking your tail and leaving. No, you're going to dig in and you're going to get it right. I'm just going to... God is good. All right. While you're up here, bub, stay right here.
Bless the Lord.
There's all sorts of things go on with a woman's outfits. Y'all stretch your hands up here. I have known this kid since he was a baby. And this is, when I think about folks, and I think of how blessed I am, you are at the top of my list, because this kid, let me, how old are you?
19.
This kid will show up when half the adults don't show up. This is somebody that I can count on. I don't sit there and worry and fret. This kid suits up and he shows up and he is a great kid. Lord, in Jesus' name, God, I thank you, Lord, for interrupting this message just on his behalf. And God, I ask that you would bless him, God, in ways that he does not expect. Lord, for the desires of his heart, God, that he has, Lord, that he doesn't know how they're going to happen, God, you're going to make it happen in Jesus' name. And we thank you for him in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. That is one of the sweetest young people I have ever met. He is precious. Barbara, you tell him to get my spaghetti ready. I'm going to be hungry after this. Okay. Y'all come and see him. Now, if you get offended over certain things in a service, you just need to get over it. Because, you know, church service back in the day was not in buildings. They didn't have lights. They didn't have air conditioner. Jesus got people. He gathered them. He fed them, and he ministered. So, let's go to Psalms chapter 46.
Hallelujah.
We're going to read verses 1 through 11. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though and the mountains quake with their surging. Let me tell you something. What David is saying right here is, God is my strength and he's my refuge no matter what's going on. If everything's going wrong, God is still my strength. When you hit hard times, when hard times hit you, when unexpected things happen in your life, when you're struggling, when you're in a battle, you cannot afford to sit there and act like God has done something bad to you. God has been faithful. And he won't stop being faithful. God is not intimidated by the battle that you face. He is not intimidated by your family members that you're concerned about because they're not praising God. He is not intimidated by anything. God has the ability to do whatever He wants to do. God is your strength. God is your refuge. Troubles come and troubles go. Verse 4, there is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her. She will not fall. God will help her at break of day. Nations are in uproar. Kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice and the earth melts. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Verse 8, come and see the works of the Lord. The desolations he has brought on the earth. He makes wars cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. Verse 10. About 15 years ago, God had me to put a verse down my hallway of my house at that time. It's how much trouble I had, and it was Psalms 46, verse 10. If you have trouble having an inner strength in your life, here's one thing that you need to practice doing, and you need to practice it till you get it down. How many of you know that practice makes perfect? Yes. You need to practice this until you've got it deep inside of you. Be still. Be still. So when you're feeling that lack of strength inside of yourself, stop. Don't go a step further. Don't make one more decision. Be still. Be still. So many people have trouble just being still. Some of the worst decisions, I guarantee you, that you've made in your life was out of just getting all antsy. I know, because I've been there. Some of our worst decisions are made out of haste because we don't know and we don't have the ability to just be still. You don't have to make that decision today, more than likely. You don't got to do that. No, you need to be still and you need to see what God's telling you to do. When you don't have a strength, when you don't have that inner strength, be still. Be still. Why? Because, see, you're very vulnerable in that moment. The devil knows when to come at you and make you feel rushed, make you feel like you've got to act on something. No, what you need to do is be still. What you need to do is be still. Be still and know that I am God. I tell you what's annoying. Yeah, I said annoying. Pastors can be annoyed. How many of you understand that? Okay. Here's what's annoying. Is to watch people. Some of them been saved 30 years. Some of them been saved 30 days. But look here. If you've been saved for 30 years, grow up. I can say that because I've been saved for 30 years. I got saved when I was 7. I was telling Dad how old I was the other day. He couldn't believe I've gotten this old. He goes, oh my God, you've been saved for 30 years. I said, I sure have. But look here. If you doubt that God is God, every time that you go through something, you got a problem. I hear people all the time, I just don't even know if God's real. Why would he let this happen? Look here. Man, if you will just buckle down and get a hold of yourself, whatever you're wondering why God did what he did, if you'll just sit there and say, God, you're faithful, I trust you. Lord, I'm gonna just sit here and pray. I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. And see, if you'll do that long enough, God will just begin to show you things about the situation. You ever been there? There's things, and I think, God, I don't know why you did that, but Lord, I'm not going to question you. Here's what I understand, Paul. Not everything that God does, when he does them, am I going to understand. But you know what? I've loved him enough and I've served him long enough that, Miss Rocky, here's what I know. If God allowed it, God's going to see me through it. And you know what? That right there, that knowing is where the inner strength comes in. There are things that I would have done, lost my good senses over years ago, but because I've known him and I've loved him. See, the word says, taste of the Lord and see that he's good. Once you've tasted of God and seen that he's faithful, seen how he's loved you. See, do you remember when your life was just in shambles and God loved you enough that he just took you up out of that? See, when you can remember moments like that in your life, you're not going to have so much trouble remembering. And you know what, Stella, we can say, you know what, God was faithful to me 5 years ago when I needed him in that moment. God came through right here in this second, and we can begin to recall. But every time you have a problem, you shouldn't be questioning God. I know people, every time something goes on, they're wondering if God's real. Well, that just sounds like too much energy. You got to get that knowing. Be still and know. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord Almighty is with us, and the God of Jacob is our fortress. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 40. We're going to look at verse 28 through 31. Do you not know and have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God.
Yes, thank you, God.
God's going to last longer than your issue. God's going to last longer than your problem. God's going to last longer than your enemy. He is the everlasting God. There's times that I've worried about, how many of you ever worry about people? Rocky, I'm not completely there, but I'm getting there. Sometimes we worry about what people say about us, what people think about us. God has a sense of humor because he chose me. And I don't know a more flawed person to pastor than myself. And God has dealt with me and worked with me for 3 or 4 years, just specifically in one area of my life. Stop worrying what people say. Stop worrying what people do. Stop worrying what you think that they think. Because you know what that does? It just chips away at you on the inside. Just chips away at you. And where there should be strength, there's brokenness. See, God didn't call you to live a broken life, but unfortunately a lot of Christians do because they've got all of this stuff going on the inward part of them. And see, God is truly the everlasting God. He will make sure, man, people may be talking about you, but that you're going to also be feeding them while they're doing it. Right? Do you have the ability, inner strength? I've had people say to me in the past 4 years, can I come and get food from the food pantry? And I used to know you, and I think one time I did something to you, but can I still get food? Look here. God lined me out in the food ministry before it ever came about. And he said, Kelly, don't ever not give food to anybody that asks you for it.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God.
I got people rolling up in Escalades. I'm giving them all the food they want. You know why? Because I don't know their business. A place where we can draw inner strength from is just saying, you know what, God, I'm not going to judge people. And I'll be honest with you, I used to judge people all the time. But what I realize is everybody has a story that we know nothing about. Everybody is going through their own thing that we don't understand and that we probably don't even know about. You want to know how to get powerful and strength in your life? Be good to people. Be kind to people. When you want to judge them and look down on them, ask God to give you grace for them. Because they're going through something that we don't know. And we don't have to know it. All we have to do is be where God tells us to be at the right time. The right place at the right time. So it says this, he will not grow tired or weary in his understanding. No one can fathom. Look here, when you're tired of going what you're going through and you're weary from it, you need to know this. God doesn't grow tired and he doesn't grow weary. When you get in the middle of your battle and you're feeling that way, say, God, I'm tired and I'm weary. Guess what? When you can't, he can. God will send an angel to impart strength to you. He'll come himself and put strength inside of you to get through what you're going through. Tell God. A lot of people think they can't come to God unless they got everything right. Look here, go to God anytime you need to. Anytime you don't need to, go to him also. Amen. So it says here, even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. Those who hope in the Lord. Where is your hope at this morning? Where is it at? Do you need your strength renewed? Start hoping in God. Make your requests known to God. If you have things that you're battling with this morning and you're saying, God, what if this and what if that? Stop saying what if and say, God, in Jesus' name, I plead the blood of Jesus over this problem that I'm facing in my life. Lord, I trust you. God, right now, I commit it to you. There's times where people say, well, Pastor Kelly, what are we going to do about such and such? You know what I tell them, Rocky? That's not my problem. That's God's problem. That's God's problem. It's not my problem to sit there and worry about it. Only time I need to be worried is if I step out of the will of God. That's the only time you need to be concerned. But if God brought you to it, he'll bring you through it. And you'll be better than you were before. And so it says here, but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength and they will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. How many of you would rather soar in life?
Amen.
Amen. My preaching friends that I like to listen to on TV says, you know, you can't soar with the eagles if you're going to peck around with the chickens. If you're wanting to soar up here, don't stoop down here. You feel me? Some people, and sometimes I'm one of some people, every time a specific little issue comes up, it just zaps you. And if that's you, you know what I'm talking about. I'm going to go off of my message because I feel the Holy Spirit talking to me, and then when that happens, I'm going to go with it. But you know, the devil knows what to bring to your doorstep, and God knows how to answer the door. And what I can tell you about is this right here. I'll just speak out of my own life in very vague generalities. There are certain things, Tanya, that when they happen, it gets me every time. And then when it gets me, I feel just totally depleted inside. And I hate when that happens. And here's the thing. Start glorifying God. When that thing happens, if you're having a family trouble, and every time you see your grown kid, they're causing you grief, guess what? Every time you see them, you say, God, right now I commit them to you in Jesus' name. If you're having an issue and every time you get your bank statement, you're stressed, guess what? God, I thank you right now. See, you got to renew your mind. Because if you're thinking negative all the time, you're not going to be a real strong person on the inside. Inner strength. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 58. I know that a lot of times I can be strong about almost everything, but when it comes to my kids, there's that thing inside of me that really wants to kind of be away. And that's a way that the devil can really get to me. And it's a way that my strength gets totally depleted. And what I've had to tell God is, God, before you formed those kids in my womb, before you brought them about, God, they were your kids. Lord, as best as I can, I'm going to commit them to you every single day. God, when I want to get anxious, when I want to get upset, when the devil wants to make me feel like I'm not being a good mom, like I'm not enough, or like I'm not this, or like I'm not that, God, I'm going to push that to the side, and I'm going to just say, God, you gave those boys to me, and you will make sure that they grow up to be exactly who they're supposed to be. See, you're either going to take that bait that the devil's giving you to get you discouraged and weary and weak, or you're going to just rise up and say, you know what, God, you've got my boys. God, you've got my family. God, you've got my finances. God, you've got my health. 2 Corinthians, well, actually, Isaiah chapter 58 and verse 11. The Lord will guide you always. The Lord will guide you always. He will satisfy your needs in a sun-scorched land and will strengthen your frame. He will satisfy your needs in a sun-scorched land. While many churches during the pandemic shrank, mine grew. You know why? Because God is not a liar. When the word says he will satisfy your needs in a sun-scorched land and will strengthen your frame, you know what? God is exactly who he says that he is. When you can't, he can. When things don't look good, stop looking at them. Nothing is what it... Blaine, I'm serious. I'll come right over here to you, brother, and preach to you for a little bit. Stop looking at it. I'm not going to wake up Brother Charles. But when things look bad, you got to stop looking at it. And I'm going to tell you why. McKenna, have you ever looked at Facebook and thought there's just a bunch of fake people on Facebook? Nothing is what it looks like. When stuff looks bad, stop looking at it, because guess what? It ain't even what it looks like. I've learned to stop looking at things. I've learned to stop hearing all the noise. I don't believe half of what I hear. I don't even believe half of what I see. Brother Charles, I don't look at nothing on Facebook. Brother Charles has been in here for 30 years. He ain't looking nothing. Nope. Don't get him riled up. Let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. chapter 6, or verse 16 through 18. Second Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16 through 18. Therefore, we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. I want to tell you that your troubles today, they're momentary. They're not permanent. What you're going through is not the end of you. There's a strength that God wants to birth in you that you haven't yet had to the extent that He wants to put inside of you. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. Everything that you've ever gone through, everything that you're facing, is achieving you something. When you want to get upset at life, stop getting worked up over it. Stop letting it get your joy. Just say, you know what, God? This is achieving something in my life. So, God, I'm going to trust you. I was driving down the road the other day, and the devil tried to put a little pea brain thought in my head. Because, you know, the devil knows what to get your mind to start going on, and then you just have a bad day from then on out. Alyssa, I was driving. I said, Devil, we're not going to talk about that today. And I just out loud said it. There was nobody in the car. We're not talking about that today. Why? Because, see, I'm going to either choose to be strong and courageous or I'm not. God's given you power. He's given you strength. Something that I have learned in the past year is the power of dismissal. The power of dismissal. There are times when certain thoughts come and they're there just to steal your joy, just to worry you, just to upset you, just to take all of what you've got going on the inside, your peace. Dismiss it. Dismiss the thought. Dismiss it. See it for what it is. That was meant to steal my joy today. I'm just going to dismiss it. That person was put in my path to get me going. I'm not going to go for that. I'm just going to be nice to them. You choose. That's why the word says over and over, now choose you this day. Do you want life or do you want death? Choose you this day. Do you want a blessing or do you want a curse? You choose how your days are going to go. When we get up to heaven, we're not going to be like, well, we failed epically because of Sally Sue. She did it, Lord. You're not going to be able to say that. You're going to own your life on Judgment Day. You're going to have to. So you might as well own it here. Let God strengthen you on the inside. When those fiery darts come at your mind and at your heart, dismiss those. That's all that they are. They're fiery darts. They were sent to cause you grief. Dismiss them. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9 and 10. But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses so that Christ's power may rest on me. You want the power of God to rest on you? Own your life. If there's something that you're weak in, say, you know what, God, I'm not real strong in this area. He's going to meet you right in that place and make you stronger. If you fold every time you get in a certain situation, God will help you. A lot of people don't know how to own their life. They don't know how to say, yeah, I did it. I minister at the jail. And I always commend women that say, I did what I'm in here for. Guess what? Those people have a chance. They got a chance when they can own it. Look here. A lot of people aren't in jail, but they're in their own prison, and they ain't getting out of it till they can just own it. Say, God, I put me here. Not you, God. God, you've only been good to me. The word says, now whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord will be saved. If you ain't calling on him and you're blaming everything on him, you got to have a problem. But the person that says, you know what, God, I'm not going to question you about every little thing that happens to me that I don't like, because, God, I know that your power is going to rest on me. That person's going to go off and have a good life. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties, for when I am weak, then I am strong. When I am weak, then I am strong. Last place for me this morning, Philippians chapter 4. Verse 13. Hallelujah. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. Hallelujah. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. God, I can't do anything without you. But God, with you, the sky's the limit.
Amen.
I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Amen.
God, I'm nothing without you, but God, with you, the sky's the limit. If you're trying to do life without God, it's not going to work. If you're trying to do God half the time and you've got those half-hearted efforts, and when something goes on in your life and you're trying to get it worked out and that's your reasoning for coming to church, that ain't going to work.
Right.
A lot of pastors would tell you it would work. It ain't going to work. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. God, I can't do anything without you, but God, with you, there's nothing that I can't do. Inner strength. Y'all stand to your feet. Melissa Helton is going to preach tonight. We are very excited about that.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Lord, in Jesus' name, God, we thank you for who you are. Lord, I thank you for the word. God, we know that it was blessed. Lord, I ask that you would cause it to grow. And Lord, I ask right now that you would bless each person here, bless each person on our lives. Lord, we thank you, God, and we trust you. In Jesus' name, amen.